The first step to freedom. Welcome to Jewish meditation with Rabbi G. We had a break for a couple of weeks, but let's get back into it. And for the next 3 weeks, before we take another break, I want to do three sessions on the idea of Pesach. Passover coming in a few weeks. And we celebrate our redemption from Egypt, and Hashem took us out of Egypt and He made us into a nation. And I'm going to do three aspects of Pesach over the next 3 weeks. But for today, I want to focus on what the essence of Pesach is, which is freedom. It's a time that Hashem took us out, a nation that was oppressed for 210 years, a place that they lived in, which was impossible to escape from, and Hashem in broad daylight took us out of Egypt and gave us the gift of freedom. But it's always important around Pesach time to reflect on what freedom is. Some people erroneously think that freedom is the freedom to do what you want. But it's actually not freedom at all. That's replacing one slavery for another. Rather than being slaves to other people or other places or other experiences, you become slaves to your own temptations, to your own outlooks and perceptions. You become trapped in you. Freedom is about freedom to do, to choose, to do not what you want, but to do the right and moral thing. As Jews, we believe in a system that comes from outside the system, meaning we believe in absolute morality. We believe that God is transcendent and He guides us in this world how to live. But He also gives us what's called the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination that will try and stray us into short-term pleasure, instant gratification, selfish ideas, egocentric relationships, and so on. But we take the idea from Pesach to let go of our ego, to let not be trapped in ourselves and to understand the true meaning of freedom. Freedom is the gift we were given at the Exodus from Egypt, the freedom to not be trapped in an external prison, but to have the choice, free choice as we have and we so believe in, to do what is right over wrong, light over dark, confused over clarity, and so on. So let's meditate on this for a while. Just focus for a few moments. Close your eyes, relax, and turn your attention to your breathing. Breathing in and out. Your mind wanders, just gently bring it back. Remember, the word for Hebrew, in Hebrew for breath, is neshima, same word as neshama. Deep down, we all have that soul, that connection to God, that godly consciousness. On Pesach, it was given to us as a gift. Not just a geographical freedom, but a spiritual freedom. A freedom that is rooted deep down in the mystique of the human soul. The resilience of the soul. The transcendence of the soul. Ultimately choosing right over wrong. Just picture in your mind a Seder table. A beautiful Seder table with Kiddush cups and Haggadot, tablecloths, couches, a beautiful setting. And we sit down like kings to celebrate royalty, to celebrate God's choosing of us. But now I want you to picture in your mind a much harsher scene of Jews at a concentration camp. Together or not together, as Pesach night. Think of that. Think of that scene. Jews huddled, scared. Picture it in your mind. It's Pesach tonight. We need a Seder. Taking whatever they have, reciting the Haggadah, singing Manishtana. Perhaps the four cups on water, if they have water. But they're celebrating inside the world's most cruel prison. Completely trapped, and yet they are free. Free in their mind. Free not to feel trapped. Free to say a few words of the Torah or the prayer book. Free to feel spiritually free. Being imprisoned comes from outside in. Being free comes from within ourselves. Are we free? Can we make a choice to feel free and do what's right? Have a wonderful day.